I'm Chris McCusker. Retirement is not what it used to be. It turns out some Canadians are retiring from their jobs to pursue other jobs, and they're turning to their homes to fund the fulfillment of their dreams. Joyce Wayne is a writer and a retired teacher.
Well, I was 62. I'd been teaching for a long time, for over 25 years, and I decided I wanted to retire. But it was a single mother, and it was a problem for me. I just didn't have really enough to be able to do that. So I put my house up for sale, and I moved into a condo because I needed some funds to be able to start a career as a writer. And I had been putting that off and putting that off in my life, and I decided I was over 60. It was time to take a risk. I did it, moved to a condo, downsized to a condo, loathed it.
And you say the reverse mortgage would have been better.
I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there about reverse mortgages. The one thing is that the average reverse mortgage is about $125,000, $150,000. And you can take it in monthly installments. You don't have to take it all at once. So it is very flexible. And you can pay it back.
And you did get to your ultimate goal.
I did end up publishing two books. So it did work out for me. I'll say this, it was a risk to a certain extent, but I really believe that when people retire in their 60s these days, if we're lucky, we have quite a few years ahead of us. And my term on retirement is that you're really starting a new life, and it could be very exciting, but you have to give yourself a chance to do it. And reverse mortgage is one of those ways of doing it.
Joyce Wayne is a twice published fiction writer and a retired teacher. And at the Business Center, I'm Chris McCusker.